And we welcome you to Lakeshore Sports 219 as we take a look at a very important weekend in high school soccer. Northwest Indiana could get 3 state titles in 2 days if all works out this weekend. We begin tonight with Bishop Knowles squaring off with Indianapolis Ritter in a two-way boys matchup. The Warriors have never won a state title in boys soccer. They hope to get that first one off their bucket list tonight. Saturday, Chesterton has a boys Class 3A duel with Zionsville. The Trojans are unbeaten this season and hope to get a state title for their rookie head coach, Lucas Zabreda. Wheeler, just like Chesterton, is unbeaten and ranked number 1, in this case in Class 1A. They'll go for their first girls soccer championship Saturday when they square off with Evansville Mater D, the team that beat the Bearcats in the finals last year. Wheeler coach Brian Murray hopes to return the favor tomorrow night.
How does that feel as a coach to get a chance to get back at the team, the only team that's beaten you the past 2 years?
Well, you're right. It's a great opportunity for the girls, and we, you know, talk about daily, you know, just facing the opportunity that we're up against. And, you know, we're excited that we've put in the work, and, you know, the result has been the same. Obviously, we're dealing with a good modern-day team who's pretty much steamrolled the South with a really tough schedule. And, you know, they returned most of their team from last year, as do we. So we have a good idea of what to expect, and we know it's going to be a physical battle. But, yeah, getting back 2 years in a row, you know that you weren't a one-hit wonder, as they say, right? I mean, so, you know, the program's in solid shape, and, you know, we have great senior leadership that's helped us get back to Indianapolis.
Let's talk about Lyric Green. I believe 42 goals and 97 points this season. That's not bad for a senior.
No, it's not bad. Following up a 44-goal performance and 100 and some points last year. So, yeah, she's dynamic and obviously draws a lot of attention from opposing defenses. What we like to see, you know, besides Lyric, you know, obviously attacking, but when you get Garcia, Lauren Putz, and Claudia Phillips into the mix, you know, they made a conscious effort to take, Lafayette Central Catholic did, to take Garcia and Lyric out of the game. And, you know, our 2 goals came from Lauren and Claudia on the outside. So we feel good about adjusting to what other teams want to do. But, you know, again, our goal is to try to dictate what our game plan is and go play 80 minutes and see how it pans out.
And let's not forget the goaltending with how many shutouts? 14 this year?
Yeah, it's 14 or 15, somewhere around there. A lot. Elena's done a great job, and really the growth of our back line has really made all the difference in the world, especially as the games get more competitive and tighter as we've gone through this tournament. Their organization's improved a lot. It was definitely a concern in the summer, but with Caitlin and Morgan on the outside, with Amber and Sydney inside, they've done a really good job of gelling, and they're really working very well with each other now.
Before we let you go, I pick up the paper on Sunday, and it says, you guys get revenge on Evansville Mater D. How'd you do it?
We play team soccer, and, you know, like anybody else, we take advantage of the opportunities that we have, and we don't flinch on 50-50 balls and when there's contact. And I know that our girls are ready for that task that's ahead of them. But their mindset's right. They're loose. They're glad to be back. But they're definitely not content just getting these guys for a second time in Indianapolis. Their goal is definitely to win blue rings.
One of the top players in the state in girls soccer is Lyric Green, who this past season, as you heard earlier, scored 42 goals and had 97 points for the Bearcats. And you better believe she's fired up about Saturday.
It is unbelievable. I'm so proud of my team, how far we've come, and we've worked so hard every single day in the summer all the way up to here. So I'm so excited to have a chance to go back and play again. It is a blessing.
I'm going to take a guess and say that it's added fuel that you're playing the team that you lost to in the state championship last year, and you get a chance to get revenge on them this year.
Oh, yeah. That is basically what my motivation was. State last year was my motivation, this year by far. And the fact that I'm also a senior, too. Yeah. So I just want to go out with a bang.
One loss in 2 years. How impressive is that for this football soccer team?
It's really impressive. Like, I am amazed by my teammates and stuff like that. I'm so glad that we can all work together really well, and we always stay positive on the field with each other, and we just work really well as a team.
And defensively, you guys are pretty good too. I guess, what, 14 shutouts this year?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. Our defense is amazing back there. They always know what to do with the ball. They get it out of bounds, or they pass it downfield and stuff like that. They're really good.
Now, what do you have to do to beat Evansville Mater D on Saturday?
I think what we have to do is, I think we just have to stay focused and just play the game that we played this whole season.
And that's Lakeshore Sports 219 for today. I'm Tommy Williams. Big thank you to Brian Murray, the head coach of the Wheeler girls soccer team, and one of his better players, Lyric Green, for joining us today. God bless you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Hehehe